Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse the Hash Man Thorne.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, I know what you're thinking. I can see it in your eyes.
Is it hashish? Is it corned beef hash? Let me know.
Jordan?
I gotta know.
I've got great news for you, my friend.
It's both?
Yeah. I mean, I had a gag planned.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to just run it out here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you want to like reset? Or
yeah, well, we could just pretend that you didn't say, is it both, right, or corned beef hash or hashish? Because
mm-hmm.
you really broke it down. Like, we've been working together for a long time.
Sure, yeah.
And the way that you can tell is that you knew all of the parts of the joke that I was going to make.
When you zig, I ruin it.
You also zig to stay with me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm Jesse the Hashman Thorne.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, I can see in your eyes you're wondering.
What's with that nickname?
Yeah, well, of course I had corned beef hash for dinner tonight, Jordan.
Breakfast for dinner. Always fun.
Couple of fried eggs, put that on top of that. Also, I bought a kilo of hashish and I'm hoping you guys will help me break it down and get it on the streets.
Nice. Can I stick it up my ass first?
Hey, yeah, is that what you do with hashish?
Even if we're not going through customs.
Okay.
I think my customers,
yeah,
they just expect the product to have been in my ass. It's part
right.
of it.
To have been ringed, I believe is what it's called.
I mean, listen, the drug dealing to me, it's a side hustle. It's not my normal job. My normal job is a barista at Blue Bottle. But I just like the game so much. That I like to keister a little hashish.
Did you read the one Mary Roach book? Mary may have come on this show to promote this book.
Yeah.
Popular comic science writer Mary Roach, a friend of ours, wrote this book called Gulp,
mm-hmm.
Adventures in the Alimentary Canal.
Yes.
And most of it was about digestion, except for one chapter where she went to a prison and interviewed the guy there who everyone agreed was the best at hiding things in his butt.
No, yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah.
I got to talk to that guy.
I mean, that's part of the alimentary
canal.
Is
there contact info for him in the book?
He insisted on her reproducing his business card.
Right. In case
He's
any...
like, I just read Guerrilla Marketing.
Sure, in case any keister and hobbyists want to get a hold of him.
Referrals are the... Oh, so you're thinking that he's going for consulting work.
Yeah, I mean, I would gladly pay him. Listen, I just need to fucking quit Blue Bottle, man. I need to get out of that place. I know that I made it sound like I was passionate about it, but it's going nowhere.
It's going to be fine, Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what?
Just got to get into keistering full time. I want to make, if you love your work, you never work a day in your life.
Right.
And I love jamming drugs up the old poop chute.
I was going to guess that you love sneaking a cell phone to Lil Wayne in prison.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I can do that too. Sure. I mean, whatever.
That was like, I mean, like drugs were the main thing
mm-hmm.
for obvious reasons. They make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Prison is hard.
Sure.
Many of them are highly addictive.
Right. So you need it.
And they're harder to obtain in prison because of the restriction of freedom of movement of both people and goods and services.
Oh, sure. You don't have to tell me. I've seen Shawshank Redemption.
But it was really the other contraband items that could be, I think it was ringed.
Mm.
To ring something.
Right.
To put it up through your butthole or ring.
That's to a, right, to alluding to the circular.
Hooped. No, hooping.
Hooping.
Hooping. Hooped. Hooping.
Okay.
It's so, called hooping.
Thank you. Now I won't sound like a dope by saying, you want me to ring this for you?
Yeah.
You won't know what I'm talking about. I got to hoop it.
Macs are packages mm-hmm. of mackerel.
Right.
That cost approximately $1 in the commissary and keep very well. So in places where cigarettes are against the rules,
right.
They use mackerel as a...
What a fun detour down the road of prison economies.
The point is all kinds of things would be hooped. Not even just cell phones. other, like a transistor radio.
Sure, like a Nokia N-Gage. I guess that's a cell phone and a video game system.
Yeah, technically that's both. I think you're thinking more of maybe like a Sega Game Gear.
Oh, man, do you know how those things took 6 AA batteries? Those things were huge. The hooping you'd have to do.
My childhood best friend, Peter Frauenfelder, he had a Game Gear. Mm-hmm. And he also had a thing that went on top of its tiny screen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it could be a TV.
It was a magnifying glass to make it look like the screen was bigger.
Pretty good. There's a lot of fun accessories for that Game Gear. In case you wanted to watch local TV, I think there was a little TV antenna.
There was you got like an hour out of the 6 batteries.
Yeah, man. I mean, you had to be passionate about gear. Worse versions of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Should we introduce our guest?
Yes.
Or should
find
we
find out what his we favorite find Game Gear D-port was?
You finally said the secret word, Sonic the Hedgehog, that activates sure, every episode.
And now the show can begin.
Jordan Jesse Go. Our guest is the host of the podcast and the creator of the legendary Tumblog. Legendary Tumblog, once named one of the greatest Tumblogs of all time. Yo, is this racist? Andrew T.
What up? Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm like pretty sure push comes a shove, I could break down the components of a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, and
for the butt. Yeah.
So what are we talking? We're talking the Switch itself, the screen.
I guess the screen's kind of big. The controllers are nice and small, though.
Yeah, I would say that the dock would probably be the toughest part because it's...
Yeah, it always is.
It's always tough to dock a dock.
To log in, if you know what we're all talking about.
Because, I mean, so the Switch itself, the screen, is pretty smooth. So, I mean, obviously it's big, but it'll probably slide right in once the...
I guess everything's got a jagged edge.
Yeah.
But there's strategies for that.
Yeah. I mean, you wrap it first?
Yeah.
You gotta
cellophane.
Wrap it. You gotta wrap it.
Wrap it, juice it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's actually, have you seen the musical Chicago?
No.
The famous song, Mr. Cellophane, is about hooping.
Now that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Do you think the phone that went to Lil Wayne was a smartphone?
I mean, it seems like...
It was a landline?
I guess what I mean, it feels like the old Nokias were designed for the butt.
Oh,
At least you'd like it to be a princess phone, not one of those classic landlines with...
Or a hamburger phone, obviously.
Oh, that's fun. Just have a fun, kitschy
element. You know what seems like would
it
be a good one would be a Sports Illustrated football phone.
Yeah.
That seems like it would slide right in.
Or, I mean, I don't know what his favorite comic strip character is, but Garfield. That's a fun phone.
Sure. Yeah.
It'll give you some prison status.
You guys see that Twitter thing about all the Garfield phones washing up on a beach in France?
Do tell.
I guess there's a beach in France that, like, you know,
the
fairly frequently.
No pants.
Sure. I guess
I've got a hole in the wall. I think you'd be interested in.
There was a mystery that Garfield phones kept washing up on shore
over decades.
Yeah, over
a
decades.
Period of decades.
Yeah.
Why?
It turned out just a shipping container of Garfield
but
phones.
But that's still pretty cool.
My favorite part of that whole story, my initial favorite part was that it was pieces of Garfield phones. Like, it wasn't whole Garfield phones. It was, you'd get like one Garfield eye or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But, and you're like, Nermal's behind this.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Nermal finally got his revenge.
Got it.
Her revenge? I don't know what Nermal's gender was. Yeah. Anyway.
Who knows?
The best part to me was that in the end, after decades of French villagers wondering why pieces of Garfield phones were washing up on their beach, and it being international news for decades from time to time, a local old-timer remembered, oh, yeah, there's a container of Garfield phones in a cave.
How did they – were they – did pirates take them?
I could not tell you.
Are the pirates coming back for the Garfield phones?
I could not tell you, but I just like that this local old-timer was like, hell, it's been 40 years, and don't nobody know where those Garfield phone parts came from.
Is that your impression of a French old person?
Okay, do you want me to do a French guy? That was just an old-timer.
I would love
to. It's like a French reporter trying to get to the bottom of this,
oh,
right?
Yeah, sure.
or not.
It has been for decades.
See, that's great.
That's the phone parts have been washing up on our beach.
Do you think they have? Do you think they have Garfield in
France? But I'll tell you this. There can be only one explanation. I think it might be that container of Garfield phone parts I saw a long time ago and have not mentioned until now.
Brian, can you drop in some accordion music behind that? That would really help.
I feel like that went, that turned a little bit into when Dave Foley plays the Trapper. Little French Canadian Trapper.
Anyway, R.I.P. Agnes Varda.
Sure. At RIP, thousands of Garfield phones. Yeah. Gone too soon.
Obviously, if it was a bunch of, I'm going to say, Tintin phones. What are those people like?
Yeah,
Tintin or Asterisk.
Yeah. He has Asterisk
the call. What is up with?
Oh, don't get me started on
French comics.
Boring European children's fair.
Jordan is so mad about boring European children's fair.
I assume we're the plots of all of those. They're trying to get like waffles or something.
Yeah.
Crepes, probably.
Yeah.
Get a crepe.
Who knows what's happening with
those? That's what. Do you think Moomins might just be a pile of crepes?
What's Moomins?
That's something that.
That's another French.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Right? Maybe it might be Danish or.
Are they hippopotamuses?
Sort of.
They're like if hippopotamuses were composed of a pile of crepes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The main thing that worked here in America is Smurfs for some reason.
Oh, sure.
America has rejected Tintin so many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Smurfs were all over.
Yeah, sure. And then to the point where we needed Snorks.
Yeah.
We're like,
like Snorks.
We love Smurfs so much, we want an underwater variant.
Yeah.
That's what we said with our dollars.
Sure did.
Our toy dollars.
They did a remarkable. They were really invested in making sure it was clear that we all understood those blowholes were their noses.
Yep.
On Snorks.
How so? How did they clarify?
I feel like
that?
You know, anytime like something smells good, it was
a little perky
blowhole.
Yeah.
I assume they did a lot of cocaine. Just taking it all the way back.
Right. They had a lot of energy.
They sure were.
They were energetic little guys.
Remember that one episode where that little purple one had a deviated septum?
Right.
Had to get deviated septum surgery.
Oh, man. I learned a lot from that episode.
Sure. What can I say? I went skiing a lot this summer. It's hard to fuck.
Oh,
they did say all those
that
things.
Blow.
Yeah.
They did say that is a transcript.
Yeah.
The record industry was crazy in the 80s.
I guess I'm trying to decide between calling it Snorkdio 54 or Ooh. Studio 50 Snork.
Ooh, I love them both. I'm going to slightly lean towards Studio 50 Snork.
I guess that's
a little clearer,
have to say.
I think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm on board for all of it.
Yeah.
The cocaine, you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, do you guys want to stop doing the podcast and go look for some blow?
Oh, I thought you said, do you guys want to stop doing cocaine in the studio that we're doing right now? I don't.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm voting against stopping
doing cocaine. I could probably give us a little cocaine if you just give me a minute to get my pants off.
Yeah.
A little, maybe if Brian has a rubber glove back there and a little Astro Glide, we'll be blowing rails in no time, fellas. And we could also play some Smash Brothers. I think I got a Switch up there, too.
We'll be back.
Who you guys maining in Smash?
Oh.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan?
Yes.
Every week, every single week, we are brought to you by all of the members of Maximum Fun who have gone to MaximumFun.org/donate. This week being the week after the Max Fun Drive is no exception. We tip our caps to every single member.
Yeah,
of Maximum
thank
Fun.
You. Huge success.
We are also brought to you this week by our friends at Zip
Recruiter. I thought you were going to finish the name of the company, but I'm happy to help out.
I kind of got caught up in different awkward ways I could say it, but I think as a call and response, it works, too.
I think it worked great.
We should start a go-go band.
That would be amazing. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy.
I hate that shit.
You only have to go to one place to get it done, and that's our friends at Zip.
Recruiter!
That's right. The old bump
That's
set
a go-go
spike.
Beat, by the way.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the world's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. Yeah. They use powerful matching technology to scan thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job.
Oh, man. ZipRecruiter is so effective, it says here, that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day? The first day?
Day one? And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Yeah. ZipRecruiter.com/JJGo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JJGo. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
JJGo stands for Jordan Jesse.
It does.
That's our show, Jordan.
What a beautiful way to advertise that particular website.
We're also this week brought to you by our friends at Green Chef, a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to cook quick and easy recipes that are delicious and ones that you can feel good about. Now, I know what you're saying, Jordan.
What am I saying?
I have particular dietary interests.
Sure, maybe you're paleo, vegan, keto, gluten-free.
More.
Yeah.
Others.
But Green Chef has plans for all of these dietary preferences.
Yeah, and the plan is they're going to provide you with food.
That's right. You can enjoy clean ingredients that you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness.
Oh, I'm so sick of those nasty, filthy ingredients. Give me the clean ones.
Give me the clean stuff.
Baby.
I like
Squeak
my freshness
up.
At its peak. Let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you week after week. And if you want $50 off your first box of Green Chef, you know where to go? GreenChef.us, not .com, GreenChef.us/JJGo, and you get $50 off your first box of Green Chef. I've cooked with them. It's delicious. I can confirm that Green Chef meals are tasty, easy, and taste-easy.
Jordan?
Yes?
The ZipRecruiter one was ZipRecruiter.com/JJGo, and that stood for Jordan Jesse Go. But there's a note here that it's because it says for $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us.jjgo.
/JJGo, sure.
Why does it say here that stands for Jürgen Jordan Go?
Oh, boy, this is embarrassing. I've got another podcast with someone named Jürgen. He's a professional snowboarder, and he's bad at podcasting.
Oh, man.
But
it's just like I didn't expect.
So yeah, this is
I
probably a
this is how
mistake
I would
in the ad
out
copy.
That,
yeah,
I
but
I was getting replaced by a professional snowboarder.
Yeah, but I mean, like, listen,
who's bad at podcasting? I mean, I must be even worse at podcasting.
I mean,
God
it's not
knows
a,
I'm worse at snowboarding.
It's not a competition, but I mean, yeah,
snowboarding is often a competition.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, there's rankings in podcasting.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I guess.
What am I, dead last?
No, you're not dead last. You're not dead last.
I'm not dead last.
You're not dead last. You're one or two from the back.
So it's Dawn and Drew and then me.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Greenchef.us/JJGo.
And remember, that stands for Jürgen
Jordan Go.
We'll be back.
See you at home, Jürgen.
You're living with him?
Yes, we live together. It's one of those.
Are you lovers?
No, we're roommates.
But roommates with benefits.
Listen, that's between me and Jürgen.
He's prettier than I am, isn't he?
He's a professional snowboarder. Yeah, guy looks great.
Fuck!
He looks great.
What doesn't Jürgen have?
One of his eyes. He lost an eye.
He's prettier than me. He's only got one eye.
Yeah, it looks great on him.
After losing one of his eyes in a snowboarding accident?
Yeah, you know how...
Why wasn't he wearing goggles? Didn't want to cover up those pretty eyes, of course. Now that I think
baby
about
blues.
It
baby blue obvious. Now, but...
We'll be back in just a second on what I guess is the last Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And this is Andrew. Never heard that one before. T, Mr. T. That's right.
I can see there's some baggage there.
Yeah.
I was sensing some baggage.
Mr. T.
People called me Michael Jordan a lot growing up.
Oh, that's pretty good.
People would call me Michael Jordan.
You know what?
Jordash jeans.
I had multiple sports coaches ironically call me Jesse the Body Ventura.
That's fun.
That's nice.
But yeah, I think when you are, I mean, I don't know what your past sporting history was like. I was bad at most sports.
Yeah.
So people called me Michael Jordan. It seemed ironic.
Oh,
so
that's not nice.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I was pretty yoked when I was.
So, yeah, that's true.
A lot of steroids.
Yeah, it was sort of an appreciation of
Royden.
My ripped physique when they would call me Jesse the Body Ventura.
If anything, it was kind of a diss to Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll never live up to...
He had to juice in order to get the bod.
The natural that you were just bringing to the table.
I would just be like, pow, pow. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Anyway, speaking of Sonic the Hedgehog...
Sure, let's get back. Let's get back to what the people want.
A listener sent us this week, and I'm sorry, listener, I couldn't find the tweet that you sent to us. I had to Google it to find the picture. But this is a real product that Brian will post a picture of on our Facebook page, but it's called Daddy's Tomato Ketchup, and it is Sonic the Hedgehog branded.
Wow. Okay. Look at this thing. I mean, and geez. Okay. Yeah. It is those things.
Daddy's Ketchup.
Yeah.
I see it. I put on my podcasting glasses for this moment.
Is that a type of ketchup you're already familiar with?
No, it's not. That is the most upsetting thing I've seen. Is it blue, do you think?
Oh, boy.
Do you remember when Heinz had that weird green ketchup and whatnot?
Yeah,
and purple?
I never tried any alternate ketchup colors. I do like ketchup a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would be into trying
it. Have y'all had banana ketchup before?
No,
It's a Filipino thing.
Really?
What
would you put banana ketchup on?
Great question. I don't really know.
Okay.
It's kind of weirdly, though, it's made from bananas. I believe it has a little, it's still red.
Okay.
A little bit more orangey than, but it just a slightly sweeter.
Interesting.
Ketchup.
I'd like to try.
It's mostly vinegar based.
I'm on board for banana ketchup. Sounds great to me.
I guess I should have said you put it on bananas.
I don't know. It's fun. People just can go back in their heads.
Yeah, just imagine.
Just enjoy that remark.
What do you put it on? Bananas.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I found the Sonic the Hedgehog ketchup, by the way, after Googling it.
Tell us about it. Because that would look to be a... I would think that if someone sent that to you, they would have photoshopped it in order to get mentioned on the show, which it is. It's being mentioned on the show, but it is a real product?
No, this is a real product, and I found it here on SegaCollection.com.
Sure.
Uncovering new territory since 1999. And I don't know, you can
and
probably
see... And thank you, by the way, thank you, Jesse, for directing people to my website.
You can see the layout of this website. It is definitely since 1999.
Why change?
Online at SegaCollection.com. It's one of the obscure Sega of the week. And it says, in this feature, I will weekly look at one of the more obscure items Sega released over the years.
I think we got a new Jordan Jesse Go segment.
Food, toys, weird merchandise, etc. Okay, so it's a number one is Sonic Ketchup. Mm-hmm. It says, what is it? Well, basically, it's just a bottle of ketchup in the form of, quote, the hedgehog, unquote.
Wow. I'm sure it's a more loaded term for that website. We know what we mean by the hedgehog.
Right.
Licensed by HP.
Is there
Food.
Any other hedgehog? Not to us.
Licensed by HP Food in 1991, this bottle contains 425 milliliters of lovely ketchup.
Good.
125 milliliters. So that's
then it
about
says,
half a liter.
Yeah. I'm. It says, what's the purpose? And it says, just to serve Sonic fans with their own ketchup, really.
Let me think about that.
For use with steaks, burgers,
yep,
and lots of other things, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impossible to say for sure.
Is it European?
It's English.
English. Okay. Oh. Dad. So, yeah.
Daddies.
But I mean, I think daddy has only recently taken on a sexual connotation. So, I mean, even probably, you know, 1999, I don't think anybody was looking at that sideways.
That's probably fair.
This person also has a Sega Saturn apron.
Wow.
Oh. So you could do all, you could have a whole Sega barbecue.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could find a few Echo the Dolphin hot dogs.
Sure, yeah.
Made from 100% dolphin meat.
Light your Vector Man tiki torches.
Some Sega Freaks collector cards. Mm-hmm. Sonic also had HP branded pasta in the UK.
Hey.
Good God.
The UK went, they were Sonic crazy over there, it sounds like.
Was that like in a can? Maybe like a...
Oh, like a Chef Boyardee type
Yeah,
thing?
That would be... HP sauces, I find it very unpleasant.
Yeah, I'm not nuts about it either.
Yeah.
The British are not great at food.
God.
But, I mean, I'd love some Daddy Sonic ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think, and it is custom made for our show because it looks so much like a butt plug, the shape of the bottle. It so, I mean, really I think does. That's the kind of other factor making it.
And it's not that foreign change milliliters, that's like half a bottle of wine. So, assuming the glass ain't too thick.
It's probably aged very nicely by now.
Oh, yeah. If you can get your hands on some Daddy Sonic ketchup, we will drink it on air.
Yep.
We'll tell you about the bouquet.
I want to be clear. We will not drink it on air. before we have the UPS man pulling backwards an enormous hand truck covered in boxes with like weird travel stamps on them from all over the world of our listeners sending us Sonic the Hedgehog ketchup.
Just like in Paddington 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a classic Paddington 3 situation. Remember when Paddington got really into talking about weird Sonic the Hedgehog?
I have not seen the Paddington films. It falls under the category of boring European children's fare.
Initially,
oh, sure
I've been told the movies are
I
good.
I heard they're good.
Initially, at the beginning, he's into Marmalade.
Mm-hmm.
But later he gets into...
Right. It's a cross-promotional thing.
Sonic pasta.
Yeah.
Marmalade kind of elides into Daddy's ketchup anyway in many ways.
Sure.
It's kind of the same shit, right?
Yeah.
One leads to the other.
The Paddington movies are very good.
I've heard. Yeah. I've heard.
I've watched them with my children. One of them totally traumatized one of my kids because...
What happened?
There's a scene where Paddington
lost his knickers. Oh, Mama, my knickers.
That's what
they will
said.
I wear to market, Mama? This is the plot of all of these. Oh,
that's pretty close. No, what happens in...
Is a there button fell off my shoe. Call the constable.
He is climbing through a furnace duct.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And the flames of the
furnace... A little furnace more action-packed.
Jesus.
Lick him on his tushy.
Mm.
And that is... My daughter is very afraid of fire.
Yeah.
And so that was very upsetting.
Yeah.
But otherwise, a very sweet movie.
Okay.
Also, the origin that literally is in the first act of Suicide Squad. Also, Furnace Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's
scary.
They're making a I don't know if you guys heard this. They're making a Suicide Squad 2
of all boring European children's characters: Paddington, Tintin, The Little Prince.
Paddington is replacing Will Smith.
Oh, right, sure. Yeah. But he is playing Deadshot, though. He's not a new character.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to give him a new outfit, but he's going to keep his special red jacket.
Sure, yeah. Wait, it's not Deadshot unless he's got the special red jacket.
Guys.
Yes.
So last week on the program, for your benefit, Andrew, we got into it with special guest, actual artist Amy Mann.
Mmm.
And we got into it.
I'm just as much of an artist in many regards, you know, just a hit artist. Oh, boy. All right. I can live up to this. Let's go. Let's go.
We got into
it. You're doing great. You're doing great.
I can live up to the precedent set by, again, amazing artist, actual artist, Amy Mann.
We've been doing some polling of our audience.
Great.
Sort of informal polling of our audience. And we've been asking them. about various parts of their lives. So a few weeks ago on the show, we asked how many of our listeners owned Fezzes.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out a shit ton of them did.
I could have just told you that right off the top.
I've been on the show for 20 minutes. I get it.
There's a Fez vibe.
Jordan
we
asked,
have Fez energy. BFE?
Yeah. Jordan asked how many of our listeners owned drug rugs. The popular stoner cliche pullover.
Is that just
sweatshirt.
A poncho kind of?
Well, it could be a poncho, but it could also. Jordan was specifically thinking of the one that's shaped like a hoodie.
Yeah. A Baja, yeah. I think, is the actual
name. Yes. Okay.
But yeah, I think we were kind of, you know, anything in that kind of woven space we were allowing. And I think it did not quite beat Fez, but I think also a factor was that people who own drug rugs forgot to call in until later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
was it Fez versus drug rug?
It was Fez versus drug rug.
Fez versus drug rug.
Yeah, Fez ran away with it. I mean, Fez is still, we're kind of trying to beat Fez as we speak, and it
has
not happened.
Yeah, we had tried to beat Fez also with non-sporting bowling shoes. Bowling shoes.
Yeah.
How many of our listeners had owned and worn bowling shoes outside of a bowling context?
Yeah.
I felt good about that one, I think. Maybe it's just a product of Jordan and my micro generation. Although Amy, who is a Gen Xer, Amy recognized having gone through a bowling shoes phase in the mid to late 1980s.
That's what I would have thought. Bowling shoes was a little more Gen X-y.
Do you have any of this stuff that we've mentioned? Were any of these things part of your phases?
I mean, definitely not. The closest, I guess, would be. Although I will say the thing that ties them all together, except for the bowling shoes. And this whole show still is hashish. So things that is Fez is right. That's what the Ottoman Empire was all about.
I don't know. You might want to call into your own show.
Hey, don't know what's happening.
Andrew, if you could you do this with your listeners? Could you say, okay, you know, many of you have a blank.
Oh. You know what it's not enough of is Yo's is racist merchandise.
We'll say
we could always stand to move a few more units. I'm going to go with, I mean, the boring version is probably we've highly over-indexed for things like Black Lives Matter t-shirts.
Yeah.
Y'all probably have a pretty decent sampling of that, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's say,
initially our thinking on this was what did we have more than people who were in active thruples, wasn't it?
I mean, I think it started with Jeopardy contestants.
Jeopardy contestants. Yeah. That's
I think we're saving thruple in case we, I mean,
it's
that's
like
our
a nuclear option.
Yes, for Fez. If we need to take out Fez, we do thruples and then
Jeopardy's,
we burn this fucker down.
Jeopardy's hard, obviously limited by just, you know, three shows a week,
sure,
or three shows, or three contestants per show, five shows a week. Four
Andrew,
shows a week.
We have two listeners currently competing in the same Jeopardy tournament.
Is that
what we learned.
We had a lot of them. It was
Lordy.
Yeah, it was a real surprise. So we're trying to beat Fez.
Yeah.
And so we had kind of two kind of dueling ideas last week. And I think the outcome, just having chatted with producer Brian before, the outcome was pretty spectacular, actually. I think he said he has spent, quote-unquote, all weekend going through the calls.
I want to so the two options that were presented, before we get into Brian revealing any results here, the two options that were presented were Amy and I think Jordan, lined up with Amy, were suggesting the number of listeners who've been in a cover band, which we specifically defined as a cover band for which you were paid with no more than two original songs in your set.
Perfect.
And payment also, Jordan clarified this, payment could also include drink tickets if otherwise the drinks you would get charged for them.
Yeah.
So like not if you're at a house party so the drinks are just in a big ice bucket and you get free drinks.
Right.
If it's like at a club and you got four drink tickets but everybody else would have had to pay $4 for their drinks.
That's currency. Drink tickets is good as cash.
It's coffee shops, too. I think we could use coffee shop in this as well.
Yeah. I countered with how many of our listeners have been in a submarine. Been in a submarine. And during the show, so this is what I wanted to mention before we get into the results. During the show, Amy was nice enough to text our friend John Roderick, host of Maximum Fun's own Friendly Fire, the war movie podcast, and also legitimate rock star, just like Amy. And
it's fun that they all text each other, isn't it?
It is. It's really fun.
That's fun.
God. Do you think they all text with, like, Elvis Costello, too?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely the guy from the Postal Service.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know about Elvis.
Hold Steady Guy is on that chain.
Craig Finn, shoot him a text. Finn loves gifts.
I shook hands with Craig Finn when he was hanging out with John Roderick once.
See?
There you go.
Finn with these gifts.
I know.
Boy.
Always texting gifts. It's like, get your own thought.
Just text, how are you? Yeah. I don't know. What am I supposed to say to that?
Yeah.
What, do you want a novel?
So Amy texted John Roderick and asked him whether he had ever been on a submarine, because he is he wants to be very clear. He clarified in the text thread, he's not a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But he is definitely a real military hardware enthusiast.
Sure.
And, you
sure.
know, he grew up in Alaska. He cares. He's got a reason to care about boats and planes. These are important modes of conveyance there.
Yeah.
So he immediately sent two pictures of him on two different submarines.
Wow.
Say, here I am on the USS Kentucky ballistic missile sub. Then he says, this is an active submarine. And then Amy said, oh, my goodness. And then he sent a picture of him with the chief of undersea warfare for the Navy.
Okay.
The boss of all submarines.
What?
And John Roderick are standing here on a submarine.
Oh, my gosh.
In this picture that he just sent.
That tracks.
Incredible.
And then he made it clear. He said, I was in a real boomer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then later, he just wanted to let everybody know. He said, it's important at this juncture. To remind you guys, I'm not a nerd. I'm a cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a cool.
Cool guy.
Cool guy.
He's
cool.
If there's similar or since there's restrictions on the definition of cover band, did you guys end up putting restrictions on active versus inactive submarine?
No. However, there was a submarine restriction, which was that theme park submarines only counted if they were not on a track. So the Disney submarine does not count.
I feel like I've been in a submarine in like a naval museum type situation.
So this we did allow a dry, both wet and dry subs.
Sure.
Which are also categories.
Sure.
Just
or whether they have vinegar on them.
Yeah. Subway, eat fresh, everyone.
Now, guys.
Yeah, you got to eat fresh, guys. Come on. If there's one thing to take away from this podcast, eat fresh.
Brian Sonny D. Fernandez, our producer, is...
What if we start calling him Brian Eat Fresh Fernandez? New nickname? Are you cool with that?
He likes it. He's nodding. Like, okay, so Brian, you got a lot of communications at jjgo@maximumfun.org on this topic.
Yeah, this weekend was wild for me.
Okay, I just want to throw in... Five people told me that they've been in a submarine. They told me personally on Twitter that they've been in a submarine, and most of them clarified that they were too lazy to try and remember how to tell you, Brian. So they just told me.
So plus five to the number.
Yeah, plus five. And earlier today, I was in two submarines.
What?
Two different submarines earlier today.
How'd you do that?
I went to San Diego with my daughter, Grace, to go to the San Francisco Giants game last night. We stayed in a special hotel that is attached to the baseball stadium.
Okay.
It has its own little bridge that goes into the baseball stadium.
Fun.
What?
Had a lot of fun. Took a train down. And then our train wasn't till 1:30 this afternoon, so I opened up my phone. And I opened up Yelp, and I typed in kid shit or something.
Oh, I thought you just typed submarine. What a sub's at?
I typed in hoagie, and I was very disappointed when I got to the Maritime Museum. I typed in, kid activities or something like that, because I wanted something to soak up the time between 8 a.m. and 1:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed there was a Maritime Museum.
And it was that or us, an early morning stream of us.
And
kids got to see us.
Yeah. It's on the tip of everybody's tongue right now.
Sure.
So we went down to the Maritime Museum in San Diego, which has the real boat that was actually in Master and Commander,
okay.
which is basically the most powerful dad power move in the history
sure,
of the world.
Yeah, great turtle naming in that movie.
Oh, everything about
turtle naming scenes.
Everything about that movie is great. That's a great movie. It had a few other different types of ships. It had a beautiful yacht. It had a late 19th century ferry boat with a lot of beautiful interior work. Of course, Andrew, for your benefit, I'm not the kind of guy who nerds out over military hardware.
Sure. How could anyone? That's a cool
that's
thing.
That's something
to do.
For a cool.
Yeah.
Antique interiors, it
sure.
would be a that's a prime. Take me to your great houses, I say.
Yeah.
When I visit, take me on your architectural tours. So I was really into the detail work inside
sure.
of the Victorian ferry boat.
Yeah.
And it included both an American diesel electric sub and a Russian nuclear sub, which was involved in a deadly game of brinksmanship. During the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it was all very, very exciting.
And now it's in San Diego.
Right. San Diego, perhaps America's most exciting city.
Hard to say. It's either San Diego or New York.
Can I tell you the city slogan I thought of for San Diego? Which is, by the way, a wonderful place to visit. A lovely town.
Sure.
Beautiful weather.
Now to slag them off.
Very relaxed. It is San Diego, : City of Golf Pros.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Tony Hawk lives there, too.
Yeah, and Tony Hawk.
He's a chill dude.
He's totally a chill dude.
So, I've been in two submarines just today.
Pretty good.
Diesel electric.
A diesel
what
electric and a nuclear.
None of that shit should be underwater.
That's a good point.
Christ.
It should
take that coral reef.
At most, it should be orca powered.
I mean, something. Echo the Dolphin should be powering that.
Just tie your shit to Echo.
If you can't get it to be Echo the Dolphin powered, why not Echo and the Bunnyman powered?
Yeah.
Or the Knack.
Yeah.
What are those guys up to?
Just riding a bike to power the submarine.
Yeah,
that's how it probably works. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how those old? The Civil War era.
You're talking about the Monitor and the Merrimack.
How the hell was that powered? Coal?
Yeah, I think those must have been coal powered.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Or Kraftwerk.
The really good one.
One of the two.
The really good one is the like Revolutionary War era submarine.
Yeah.
That is like a round ball the size of a man with a bicycle inside it and a hand-turned screw. And
yes.
The idea was that you could go up to the side of a wooden boat underneath the water and then turn the screw until there was a hole in the hull and the boat sank.
It is amazing that at one point warfare was conducted by people that have ideas not much better than like a 5-year-old. Like that's how I when I had Legos was like this is my great military invention.
Yeah,
a with a screw.
It is amazing. Like even being in those submarines, you realize as you look at it, like this is just half a step up above something someone made in their backyard.
Yeah.
Like, you're wearing a NASA t-shirt for the listeners at home can't see you, but I just saw
this
documentary. Oh, can they?
They're watching now.
Are you astrally projecting into their homes?
Oh, yes.
I would have dressed up had I known you were astral projecting.
I'm just projecting, I guess, all of us in this configuration into everyone's
car,
actually. So we're sitting shotgun and backseat.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Holders back here.
I know. It's nice.
I saw this amazing documentary called Apollo 11. I don't know if you saw it. It's in theaters right now. About the moon mission. Mm-hmm. And it has a bunch of footage, like 65mm large format footage that they shot like as the rocket ship was rolling into place on its enormous rolling platform. And when it's that big and it's up on a movie screen, you're looking at it and you're thinking like just an uncle made that with a soldering iron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's no way that went into space and then part of it came back. Impossible.
oh man, most engineering ultimately are like, this is it. I have a one of my cousins works for Boeing, and he's like a, I don't know, literally like a rocket scientist, I guess, or aerospace engineer, whatever. Okay, shouldn't be. Listen,
he's a little bit of a.
I know this guy.
He's an idiot.
I don't know. I don't know if you ever brought this up with him.
Mm.
But there's something that's really kind of been sticking in my craw for a long time about aerospace engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could run it by him.
Please, yeah, absolutely, I will.
Why don't they make the whole plane out of the black box?
ATM machine. The M stands for machine, while we're at it.
That makes more
sense.
You could
share with him my strong feelings about the Oxford comma.
Brian, do we have some calls on the matter of submarine versus...
Yeah, so where are we at, Brian? Submarines... You don't have to tell us the score, but what do we got? Calls? What do we got?
Yeah, well, so...
spill the beans, Fernandez!
All right, I'll give you some stats here. I got 331 emails.
Holy shit.
Wow. Crazy.
122 calls.
We don't pay you very much, Brian. It's not nothing, but...
Right. Well, this took... it actually took about 7 hours to go through
this
everything this weekend.
More work than all 12 years of JJ Go combined.
Yeah, I think it actually is. Yeah, we've never had this kind of outpouring. In fact, in the time that we've started the show to the time that we're recording right now, this instant, we've gotten 3 emails.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
People are fired up.
Jeez.
We also did get, we got some, we got 9 more fezzes. We got 16 more drug rugs.
I love how late the drug rugs are coming.
Yeah, I know, right? I'll give you some fun facts people laid on me here. The Torsk in Baltimore. So there's a lot of subs around the country.
Some places they're called hoagies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Others, grinders. In Pittsburgh, they're called grinders.
The Torsk in Baltimore is actually painted to look like a shark. Fun. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. That is fun. Scary. Is it a shark?
I think it's just painted to look like one. So you don't have to run away from it.
I don't think it's an
But I would shark. Punch it in the nose, though.
Just in case.
It's cartilage.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one in San Francisco was used in the movie Down Periscope.
Mm.
That's called the Pampanito, I think.
It was Patton Oswalt's big break.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The one in Portland, you can stay overnight in a lot of them. There's a lot of Boy Scouts that did some staying overnight
in submarines?
Yeah, you can take a trip and stay overnight in a submarine.
Dangerous. I stayed overnight in a tall ship.
That's fun.
In elementary school, the Balclutha.
Mm,
it's the sister ship of the ship from Master and Commander.
Can you rent them out for naval sexual fantasies?
You know, I don't know. No one wrote in about that, but I bet you could.
All my sexual fantasies involve the naval.
Yeah.
Right.
So the one in
the orange you're talking about, right?
Yeah. The one in Portland is the USS Blueback, and that one was the one in Hunt for Red October.
Fun.
Is that Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine?
Oregon.
Okay.
The OMSI, I think, is at that.
Oh, the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called and said they went on a tour of a submarine on a date with a member of their polycule.
Okay.
Somebody wrote in and said they were stationed on the USS San Francisco in San Diego. From 2011 to 2014.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And he said the best part was driving the submarine on the surface from the bridge and conducting practice or emergency blows where they would, dive down quick into the water. And he said the worst part is when someone screws up a valve line and poop and other bodily fluids leak inside, and then it smells like death until you can air it out. So you're just trapped with it.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to be trapped with
poops. Jordan, I've never piloted a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was in the submarine earlier today, I did acquire the nickname Silent But Deadly.
Oh, okay. Right. You don't show up on radar.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so those are the sub facts. There's also some fun cover band stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Weezer cover band that only played Pinkerton.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Sure. That tracks.
Wait, hold on. I'm not a Weezer person. Is Pinkerton the one that makes people mad? Is that the one
that's
the one
everyone hates, right?
Boy, is that the second it's one? Complicated. And
it's the second one, yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that people hated initially, but now we'll tell you is one of the good ones.
Okay.
But it has a lot of embarrassingly bad songs on it.
But that,
embarrassingly
that just
bad
means
songs.
It was the subsequent like albums 3 through 10 have been so bad.
Yeah.
It elevated.
Listen,
Pinkerton
Weezer
to the
shit's
top.
Complicated.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what's going on with those guys? But
I think they're currently covering Echo and the Bunnymen.
Right. Yes. Exactly. and so yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that tracks that yeah. are that our listenership would have a Weezer cover band that only does one particular album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a cover band named Rumpled Fez.
Oh. Okay.
So
okay.
A little crossover there.
What were they a cover band of?
He didn't say.
Oh. Can we figure it out?
Exotica?
Sure. Island music.
Playing lounge hits?
Yep.
Well, and so there are some questions about what constitutes a cover band, because a guy who played Dixieland Jazz, which is no original songs, but it's, you know, it's not exactly a cover band in the traditional sense. So
yeah,
we
I
may
mean,
need a ruling on that.
If you're playing music from the era when the top-selling type of music was sheet...
Mm-hmm.
And no.
I think we should allow anything that is a band but not an orchestra.
Okay.
There were classical people called in too. And
yeah, so I don't think an orchestra counts.
But even if the whole point is to like in jazz music, it's about creating a new thing from a sort of structure.
That would I would say under that logic like 99% of jazz bands are cover bands.
Yeah.
Including
and that doesn't
high
feel
school
right.
bands.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who are often hired to play weddings. And they're just playing Naima or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be an amazing high school jazz band that plays Naima, by the way.
I think that counts, right? High school jazz band that plays weddings for money? Why is that not cover band?
That's not
I
a
feel
cover.
Like if they play I feel like if the high school jazz band plays weddings for money and they're playing like Celebration,
mm-hmm.
even if it's an instrumental version of
sure.
Celebration,
that's a
I'm
cover
comfortable
band.
With that
yeah.
being a cover band. But if they're playing I think even if they're playing, you know, Pennsylvania 65,000 or whatever,
yeah.
even that is a stretch.
Not like what yeah. about a swing band? That yeah. is that not a cover band?
Yeah, I think it is. If it's yeah, I think that is. If it's really is a swing band, but
I would argue even more restrictive though. I envision, and maybe this is just wholly incorrect, that cover bands. When I think of cover bands, it's a band that only plays the songs of one other.
Now, this
band.
Did come up on
yeah.
Reddit and on Twitter.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
we have given clearance to multi-band cover bands.
Okay.
Because certainly like a bar band or a wedding band that
That's
plays
true.
Other
okay.
people's songs
sure, sure.
might not
plays
be
a
as
variety.
Thematized
right.
as
yeah.
Minikiss or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
AC/DC.
But that's,
yeah.
a, that's nonetheless
okay.
appropriate.
It's a, yeah, we only, it's a real one.
We only had about 20% of our... cover bands were single band cover
oh,
bands.
Oh, interesting. All That's right. a good percentage, though, Brian. Thank you for doing that math.
Yeah, you yeah. know. One band that just did Halloween songs.
Now, that is fun.
Yeah.
To me, that is fun.
That's fun.
My, yeah. you know, my best
So
friend...
they just oscillate between Monster Mash and Dead Man's Party.
Yeah. And then the theme to Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Maybe yeah. Munsters, throw the Munsters in there.
Oh, sure.
My best friend, Peter Fraunfelder, from childhood, mm-hmm. the aforementioned
sure.
Peter Fraunfelder.
Yeah, the Game Gear owner.
Pete was in a band called Trainwreck Riders, mm-hmm. is in a band called Trainwreck Riders in San Francisco, and Trainwreck Riders every year would reconstitute themselves for Lebowski Fest as they were like an alt-country mm-hmm. kind of band. And they would reconstitute themselves once a year as a Creedence band.
Oh, okay.
And only sing Creedence songs, but only once a year for Lebowski Fest.
Gotcha.
And I would have accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An existing band who has some sort of cover.
I just think
persona.
the jazz band is where it goes too far. Because I think the form of jazz is just so much. That widens it too much,
yeah.
I feel.
I'm with you, Andrew.
And I feel also... practically no jazz bands call themselves a cover band.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's do it. Do we have calls to get to, or are you just going to reveal the stats?
No, most of the calls were just, yep, I've been in this sub, been
okay.
in that sub.
Yeah.
So
here's
one,
a list
call,
of subs.
One guy called from a sub, I guess we could listen to that guy if you want.
Might be kind of fun.
Okay.
Here it is.
Bing. Bing.
Bing. It's me, the radar.
A guy did call in to criticize our characterization of the sonar as ping. He was like, it's more like a whale, like a higher pitched whale noise.
Then what the hell's going bing, bing, bing?
Hey,
in there?
You know what? I can admit when I'm wrong. I'll apologize. I apologize to the sonar community, and I can just promise to try and do better moving forward.
Okay, here's the guy
took the high road
from the sub.
Hey, Jordan and Jesse, this is Carl calling from San Diego currently. I am calling from inside a submarine at the San Diego Maritime Museum.
Hey.
You can hear the informational TV behind me here.
That's the Russian one. That's the one with the TVs in it.
Cool.
Mm. Russians.
Have a good show.
The thing that happened is it got surrounded by American warships.
Mm-hmm.
It got caught. And then they were too far underwater to get radio, and they didn't know whether there had been war between the U.S. and Russia. So they ordered a nuclear strike, and then somebody on board objected in case there wasn't war.
Sure.
Anyway, they stayed underwater until their batteries ran out, and then they had to surface. When they surfaced, they found out that there was no war.
So they basically filibustered the end of human civilization.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow.
One guy. Yeah.
It's like, no. Let's wait.
There's literally an informational sign that says, did this man save the world?
Wow.
It's just a really bad picture of him. He's got his eyes closed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just by dawdling.
I mean, I'm on pins and needles. It sounds like, just based on, you know, Brian said, you know, 300 calls, 100 emails.
Yeah.
Whatever we have here is beating Fez.
Yeah.
Because what's the count of Fez's right now?
Fez? So with the tally, last week we hit 100. Amy was our 100th Fez.
Oh, yeah.
And
she doesn't listen to this show. Take her off.
So if we count her, we got
she
nine.
She only listens to Rogan, which is weird.
Loves Rogan, yeah.
Nine Fez. So we're at 109 Fez's.
Okay.
Drug rugs were somewhere in the 80s, I think.
Sure, yeah.
And bowling shoes were somewhere. Actually, we're also somewhere in the 80s, I think. So, because we got 17 bowling shoes this week as well. Whatever.
Bowling shoes late to the party.
Yeah, a little bit. Whatever
it's
wins
so slippery
this
yeah,
week
right, well, yeah.
is the win. Yes.
Okay.
Took on Fez.
Wow.
What
do we
so,
got?
So, okay. So we'll start with the cover band here.
Mm-hmm. We should explain what we have riding on this.
Nothing.
So, Andrew, just so you know, whoever wins gets to ritually murder whoever loses.
Oh. When did we talk about that?
Remember,
that never came up.
We got into a whole thing about the Mesoamerican ball game and cutting off heads.
Oh, sure,
giant,
sure.
Giant
the
rubber waistbands.
You have more than one podcast.
That was on the double. That was on the double.
Was that Sean Hodgman?
He was on the Doughboys double.
Yeah.
The podcast the Doughboys do for Patreon subscribers, yes.
Well, you know, just take comfort in... There's always double or nothing.
Yeah. Do you think the Doughboys?
That's true. Yeah.
Do you think more people listen to the Patreon only Doughboys extra episode?
Yes.
Than listening to
yes.
God damn
certainly.
It.
Almost certainly.
They're good guys. They're talented. They deserve it. I guess.
Yeah. Really funny.
They came up with an idea that people liked.
Well, let's hear it, Brian.
Okay. All right. So we are at 101. Cover bands.
Wow.
So that is a very narrow victory.
Yeah,
Jordan.
Absolutely.
101. You took down Fez's.
Take that, Fez. Yep. Yeah. So the original week of
the first week
of Fez,
you took
him
out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
102
yeah.
if you count Ted Leo.
Sure. Does he have a Fez?
No, he was in that. He was.
Oh,
in
the Dexys Midnight
Runners cover band.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And he right. definitely listens.
Yeah, sure.
So 102, and then submarines. We're looking at 397.
Wow.
399 if you count
landslide.
Jesse and Roderick.
Yeah. Landslide.
You guys mocked me. You guys mocked me.
I don't think we mocked you. I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm excited for you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to finally get to use this obsidian knife.
I was say the entrails.
There were 63 people alone that toured the U505 in Chicago.
Boy, I guess. I mean, boy, it's one thing to have been on a sub.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to remember the specific sub and be able to call in about it. I guess I did not I did not count on there being military, so yeah. many military history nerds. So excuse cool, me, military cool. history cool.
Apparently yeah. it's a thing that, that elementary school kids do in
right.
in Chicago, sure, sure, sure. In like Portland, a lot of these people were like, yeah, I visited when I was a kid. I think you're going to get a lot of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there were like right. 18 from Portland, 16 from New York City, 18 from San Francisco, 21 from Pittsburgh.
Wow.
I think these things were getting decommissioned in the early 1990s.
Oh, sure.
And so, like,
they were
this,
just jamming them into field trips.
This is yeah. sort of like a Pokemon Space Jam type of thing where we're like 3 years too old to have lived on a submarine in uh-huh. elementary school.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and I want to say there's 9 active military people that wrote in that are either on subs or were on subs.
Hey, oh, that's great. Nice. That's really
Can I
great.
Say something, Brian?
Yeah.
Prove it. Blow something up.
Yeah, sure. Launch a missile at something we can see. Yeah. Blow up the Carl's Jr. that we can see from the window.
Or just machine gun the moon.
Machine gun
whatever.
The moon.
Just do something cool.
Just machine gun the moon.
We're not asking for
either blow up the Carl's Jr. we can see yeah. or machine gun the moon.
And thank you for your service.
Thank, yes, to all our ships at sea, machine gun the moon.
We should probably just put a list of all the locations of the active military. Yeah. Just put that out there yeah, in the world.
Sure. I wonder if my dad has been in a submarine. My dad is a naval veteran.
Almost certainly.
He served aboard an aircraft carrier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are specialized skills, but you'd think there's like, sort of like how in residency, doctors will, you know, try out different specialties. Like, oh, do I want to be a dermatologist? Do I want to be a...
Or there's... you know, severe and mortal beef between the aircraft carrier people and the submarine people. Oh. They are as different as you can be and still
and
be in
still
the Navy.
Still be boats.
Yeah.
Because it's one like, is going up yeah. and one's going down.
Up and down, boys.
There's the up boys and then there's
down
the down boys.
Boys. And they down, don't get along.
And down women and down people as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to exclude the up women and up people.
And down Periscope.
And also down Periscope.
It's
about nozzles, big break. So, okay. So, I mean, I think we have to assess the situation here. This is yeah. such a landslide. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a destruction
yeah.
of the, it's not like it inched out Fez or something like that. You know, so.
By the way, thank you for bringing up assessing the situation. Let's garabba this thing.
Let's garabba, assess the situation. So, I mean, is this the end of this? This thing that we have not given a name to? Or do we just – do we have to find something to blow this out of the water?
Yeah, like I mean, I feel
charge.
Like
a depth charge. Do we deploy Thrupple? Do we deploy have oh. a Harry Potter robe at home?
Yeah.
And then just find one thing to beat this, or do we declare submarine the winner?
I mean, there's no doubt that submarine is the winner of this heat.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe next week we reset.
Oh, we pick one.
So, Brian, and write then, down submarine 300 and whatever,
mm-hmm.
399. Write down the thing about Carl's Jr.
Oh, yeah, write down. Oh, Brian, do you want to go to Carl's Jr. after this?
I mean,
write down if it doesn't get all over the place. Yeah. It doesn't belong in your face.
I feel like at this point, you guys got to keep this going, and then in like... at the end of the season, it's going to be World Series of things that Jordan Jesse Go fans
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Or have did.
Yeah.
Or have did.
We'll bring the Commissioner Evan Sasser in.
Again, that's a Doughboys thing. We can't just take Doughboys things and do them. But yeah, I'm sure Evan Sasser would come by. He's, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy. Great dude.
Find out what's happening to that Sonic the
Hedgehog. Beautiful baby. Beautiful baby.
What about this? I feel like once you determine this, the other thing is going to be what's the thing that only one Jordan Jesse Go listener has
oh,
done.
Oh, right. Sure. Do we
oh,
shoot
wow.
for? Yeah.
So, okay.
Ben Steve Agee is currently Steve Agee.
What's that? Wait, what's that game? Do people still do that one where it's not Google Roulette, but something like that, where the game is to try to find two like two words and you connect it with a capital AND or whatever that only returns one Google result.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that would be fascinating.
Something, yeah. I'm saying.
So if we're resetting, do we need to throw down the next week's challenge now that starts the next heat?
No, let's wait till next week.
Okay.
No. Well, you know, there'll be some residual calls this week, but
sure.
Let's wait till next week.
Hopefully, some residual checks in my mailbox.
Oh boy.
And I'm just going to throw out one that's kind of like, you know, in between courses of a wine tasting or a cheese tasting, you have a palate cleanser.
Right.
I just want to throw out a palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a smaller one that I think people might enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about my own curiosity.
Sure.
So give us a call if you've killed a man in cold blood.
Right.
So I'm talking about murder one, not murder two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if it's reactive or whatever.
Crime of passion.
A crime of passion, that doesn't count. But I'm talking about in cold blood. Let's Truman Capote this thing.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So it can't be a crime of passion?
No, it has to be in cold blood. You have to have.
How is that different?
Premeditated it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cold blood, huh?
In cold blood. Yeah. I literally have never thought about the meaning of that phrase. It just means you're calm when you're doing it.
Yeah, it means that you meant to do it.
Yeah.
That it wasn't something that seized you.
Yeah. Or just a manslaughter, which could happen to anyone.
Yeah,
Joe, don't get me started on my negligence. We're going to talk negligence.
Yeah.
Have you got all day, buddy?
Criminal negligence.
Yeah, hit up Brian with those murder stories.
Do I have to call the cops at this point? Or am I
No, you're like a therapist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they don't have confidence if they hear about murders. Good. I think they probably do.
I think it's more like a priest.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, of course, there's famously, we all know about podcast producer confessor confidentiality.
Right. It's a sacred bond.
Yeah, it's part of British common law.
Between podcast listener and podcast producer.
Yes. Yeah. Well, since the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
Before the Magna Carta, that was...
Of course.
All bets were off.
Yeah, but that was a horrible society to live in, so...
Very bad society.
You couldn't even go hunting on a duke's land previously.
How are you supposed to get the sweetest bucks and does?
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Hey everybody, this is J. Keith Van Stratton, host of Go Fact Yourself, a live game show here in the Maximum Fun Network. Make sure to listen to our next episode of Go Fact Yourself with guest Kurt Brownowler.
I did a show in Flagstaff, Arizona, where the venue just didn't list that the show existed.
Amazing.
And it is the smallest crowd that I've ever done a full hour of stand-up for. It was three people.
Oh my God.
And Sarah Schaefer.
Yes, I love crafting. It's my hobby. I have a craft nook in my home.
You do?
I do. It has all my supplies displayed in an adorable manner.
Wow.
Yes.
Applause.
Applause for a nook.
That's Go Fact Yourself here at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
This is Amy Mann.
And I'm Ted Leo.
And we have a podcast called The Art of Process.
We've been lucky enough over the past year to talk to some of our friends and acquaintances from across the creative spectrum to find out how they actually work.
And so I have to write material that makes sense and makes people laugh. I also have to think about what I'm saying to people.
If I kick your ass, I'll make you famous.
The fight to get LGBTQ representation in the show.
We weirdly don't know as many musicians as you would expect.
I really just became a political speechwriter by accident
of realizing that I have accidentally pulled my pants down.
Listen and subscribe at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like if the guinea pig was complicit in helping the scientist.
Is that the hashish smoke wearing off?
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
I got a cough to get off. Know what I mean, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm reacting to Jesse coughing off Mike.
Yeah, I was coughing.
They probably won't include the coughs in the edit, but no.
Well, now they have to.
Yeah.
We backed him into a corner.
When you say they.
They.
Are you referring to Brian?
I guess
here?
Just Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got that kind of presence.
Yeah. He's multitudes.
Sure. And he's tethered as well.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone go see us, I
go
guess.
Go see us in theater.
And Andrew T. is also here with us.
What's up?
U.S. Not a coincidence, people.
I did watch a YouTube video that basically was only that thought.
You know, us could also yeah. be.
It was about 11 minutes of making that case. It was too much.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. No, I got
Thank
it.
You, YouTube.
I got it. Cool.
And now tell me about how all the Pixar movies are connected, YouTube. That's the kind of information you want from film YouTube.
Yeah.
How are all the Pixar movies connected?
I just watch video game YouTubes and camping ones.
Really?
And
wait, camping ones?
Yeah.
We don't have that much time, Andrew, but let's break this open real quick.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
It's just people take their cameras and go camping.
And you watch it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wait, like there's TV show Survivor Man?
But with a lot more gear. It's, you know, ultimately it's like a gear review and cooking show. Because it's just like, I got this tent and this knife and I'm going to...
Are you a camper yourself?
Not such a good one, but I'm an okay one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You aspire. That's
my podcast co-host, Tawny Newsom, a friend of this network, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Featured in Bubble.
She is. That's right. She's... her and her husband are like sort of real serious campers, so I've tagged along with
really?
Them a couple times. Yeah, but I was like a Boy Scout. I'm okay at camping. I'm the thing that I'm best at camping is smoking pot and not being stressed. I feel like some people are really stressed out about it, and I'm like, I don't care.
So you like video game videos too? So you watch videos about camping and videos about spawn camping?
Correct.
God.
It's fun.
We're all.
It's probably a video game phrase.
Sure
all
is.
On board.
I like Dark Souls lore videos. I like those a lot.
Andrew.
There's a guy with a nice British accent who tells you about what happens in Dark Souls.
Can I tell you about camping?
Yeah.
I cannot camp.
Really?
I cannot emotionally. Physically, I can camp.
What don't you like about
emotionally,
it?
Emotionally. Everything except for tent sex.
Sure,
I like tent sex.
Okay, right.
You go in a tent, you're guaranteed to have sex.
Yeah.
That's my experience.
Even the circus?
Yeah.
These clowns love to fuck.
Same. That's what we learned in the Boy Scouts, so that's fine.
Oh, boy.
But too much.
Beyond the tent sex.
Yeah.
And I do like the idea of a campfire with a cast iron thing on top of
yep.
it. Whether it be a skillet or a Dutch oven.
Yeah. By far my favorite part. Last time I went camping, I did go camping by myself last time it was relatively warm. So I don't know, probably September or something like that. And it was great. I, again, just smoked weed and
You can be honest here.
I made ribs in the...
Brian's no narc.
He literally is.
I think he is actually.
He seems
a narc.
Like a good narc. Brian, you narc.
He's literally a cardinal.
Brian,
he's
you got
promoted.
If you
from narc,
you have to do a bunch of this cocaine with us to prove.
Yeah, we got a Donnie Brasco. This guy.
No, I made beef ribs. I just got some short ribs and all the vegetables that were in my fridge, and I put them in the thing, poured a beer in it, and just chucked that thing in the fire.
Shit, dude.
And
it sounds fun.
Great.
It sounds really
fun. And then
fun.
The next morning, I got stung by 100 bees.
Wow.
I didn't, thankfully I'm not allergic to bees, but I was all like hungover, and I was by myself, and I must have like disturbed a beehive somehow, but I got fully like migirled.
Wow.
Like, you know, swarmed by bees. I still have a little scar on the back of my hand.
Oh my gosh.
The boys.
That's a real scar.
Yeah.
I went camping with my wife.
Yeah.
This was before we had children.
Yeah.
And
y'all fucking that tent though?
Oh, you know we did.
Yeah, dog. Circus style. Yeah, this guy knows what I'm talking about.
Man, that new Dumbo trailer is too much. A lot of tent fucking in that.
Yeah, that's a very horny remake.
I didn't think it was going to be like that. It looks good, though.
Yeah.
I remember cooking some things.
Yeah.
doing some stuff in the tent.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, so we got there in the afternoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You set up the tent, you set up the campfire, you cook some hot dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
You go in the tent and have activities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're tired from everything you've done that day. You go to sleep, you have a sleep under the stars, whatever. Mm-hmm. All that stuff went great. And then the next morning I got up and I made some bacon and eggs or something and I've cast iron. It was great. It was, you know,
sounds great.
8:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Okay, honey,
now what?
Gotta go."
Yeah,
I got so anxious.
Yeah,
I was like, "I don't want to. What? Like, maybe I'll go for a hike for 40 minutes, but I'm not gonna go for a hike for 4 hours."
Yeah, you really gotta. It is the. I think breakfast till lunch. Truly is like, what the fuck are we going to do?
Wait for lunch, I guess.
Yeah. That's why you got to have such an elaborate lunch plan that basically as soon as you clean up from breakfast,
you start
cooking. Yeah.
That's why I got a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
A cabin in the woods. I was like, teenagers. I'm going to learn about, but not in cold blood, just if they show up.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm scared.
It's passion.
Shoot them full of buckshot. But uh-oh, there was a slug in there.
Oh,
I thought I was shooting salt rocks at him.
We all know that feeling when you accidentally put the slug in the shoddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
When Bay puts that slug in that shoddy.
video game memes.
Yeah.
But what happens is the reason it was not so much about like I want to sleep in a bed instead of on the floor or those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the floor, I mean ground.
Yeah.
God's, that's what I call God's the ground. Floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the ground but God's floor?
It was ultimately just, I want to have access to a TV VCR if it comes to it.
Mm-hmm. You can just watch a movie on the iPad, dog.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I guess maybe the last time I went camping was before iPads.
I think you would really like camping.
Pre-pad.
Yeah.
Camping with a pad? Oh, yeah.
I did. I think I was watching Ant-Man and the Wasp on my iPad in bed the other night, and I fully dropped it on my face.
Cool. So you were laying on your back? And
lying on my back,
it?
Holding it, approximately, I'll go with 8 inches from my face, mm-hmm. and it got a little boring, I guess, or it was a little late. I fell asleep and just smacked my face with my iPad.
Boom.
That's also how
I took a red to the face.
I really did. That's also how I watched Snowpiercer.
Ah, sure.
It's fucking
holding it up.
Terrible way. I don't know what it is. It does. I know it is a bad way to watch movies on a tiny screen, lying
on
your
back. So you don't even lie over on your side like Caesar style.
I feel like my elbows fall asleep when I do that. I was fully on my back, but that's how I do it.
Do you have so I got one of these things it's like a really big iPad. The only drawback is no touch screen.
Yeah.
It's called a television.
Yeah, and it sits like real far from.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Just
I
think cuz I'm single and
ladies.
Right?
Or gents?
Or gents?
Yeah. Or both?
Honestly, anyone, just hit me up.
Yeah,
just looking for intimacy.
Hey guys, hit us up.
I for whatever reason, I never watch the TV that I own.
Do you have a TV that's in the bedroom?
I don't watch the one that's in the window of the electronics store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like
that's how I get my news.
Who won the presidential election?
Right. If aliens are attacking,
whether Spider-Man is outside today,
and is he a threat or a menace?
Yeah,
I don't know when the last time I've turned on the TV is because I just watch everything by myself.
Love that pad.
I love the pad, and I love smashing myself in the face.
Who doesn't love that?
We all love smashing me in the face.
Hit us up. If you want to smash us in the face, hit us up.
Yeah.
Andrew T. is the host of Yo, Is This Racist? Alongside Tawny Newsome. You can also find him on does your Tumblr still exist?
It does. I need probably a new home, but I'm too lazy to find it.
I have a menswear blog that has 400,000 followers on Tumblr, and I was like, on the one hand, how could I ever abandon that?
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's like yelling into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. I mean, I will say it, you know, it spits out a web page. Like, yeah, that web page is accessible by non-Tumblr people. So for it, the flow of people asking questions has slowed because there's just no one using Tumblr anymore.
Well, also, racism is ebbing.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame.
We got it on the run,
it's
fellas.
It's a shame that we're going out of business, but, yeah, you know, that's good for the world, I guess. I will say...
Maybe open up a poke place.
In all honesty, the amount that traffic to all of the Yozus racist permutations increased after the election is wildly upsetting. I'm just like, now this is blood money. Just profiting from people's pain. But yeah, it's, I'm just like, well, this is depressing, but I guess, okay, we're mm-hmm. here for you people.
Andrew, it's been a joy to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me. It's been so fun to be here.
You can find Jordan Jesse Go on Twitter. Jordan is at Jordan_Morris. I'm at Jesse Thorne. Andrew, what are you on there?
Just Andrew T. Last name is spelled T-I. And I know it doesn't technically matter, but it is all caps.
It's good to do. Yeah, good to clarify.
You gotta spell Always it in good all to caps. Clarify. I hate it when people do the all lowercase.
Yeah.
For me.
Sure.
Because it's too all, chill?
Too chill. I'm not.
You live loud. You
I'm
live loud.
I'm famously unchill because of the
bees.
Rivers of cocaine flowing through my through my right. bloodstream.
You can hashtag it JJGo on Twitter. We're on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com. We're on Facebook where you can like Jordan Jesse Go and you'll get a picture of English Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ketchup. Yeah.
Sexual ketchup.
Yeah. Sexual
that
ketchup.
Nasty ketchup.
The ketchup. Nah.
And last week was the second week of the Max Fun Drive.
Yeah.
We had a goal of 25,000 new and upgrading members of Maximum Fun. We hit it literally while we were live streaming the Max Fun Drive finale.
A real thrill.
You can, by the way, go on the Maximum Fun YouTube page and watch that show, which Jordan hosted alongside Helen Hong from Go Fact Yourself. Jordan did a fucking amazing job.
It was a blast.
It was so great. And as threatened last week on the program, mm-hmm. I said that because I was jealous of Amy Mann's talent, mm-hmm. I said that if there was a listener, a Jordan Jesse Go listener who was good at playing piano, I would perform You Got Trouble from the Music Man at that show. And I have to say, I will say this, Jordan. It was a mistake to make that assertion for two reasons. Number one, someone agreed to do it. His name is Scott. He's a pianist on the Off Book podcast.
Oh, cool.
And two, because I didn't think through the fact that I am, you know, I'm the owner of the network. And as such, I have to administer the Max Fun Drive for 40 whatever shows.
Sure.
And 15 employees and all this shit. And I host three podcasts that were making their most important episodes mm-hmm. of the year that week. And I had not sung this song since I was 12. And so I had to table so many actually consequential things for me and Scott to spend 2 hours rehearsing it on a Thursday afternoon in my den. But it was fine. It came out fine.
It came out great. It was a real fun event. Thank you to everybody who donated. Yeah. We love you.
You guys are all the best. You are the reason we can do this, the reason we still do this. I mean, anybody who's ever heard a Max Fun Drive episode of Jordan Jesse Go knows how badly Jordan wants to get out of this because it's poisoned his
sure.
career in Hollywood.
Yeah. Bad for business.
But the reality is that you keep hooking him back in.
Sure. If you guys keep donating, the show keeps coming. That's how it works.
So thanks to every single one of you out there who joined us. And tickets for the Summer Boys of Summer Tour now on sale to the general public.
Wow. We're coming.
So if you're one
to
of
your
the,
town.
If you're in one of the cities we're visiting, we're talking about Boston. Washington, D.C. with Glenn Weldon.
Whoa.
We're talking about New York City with Ed Koch. We're talking about Chicago, Illinois.
Also with Ed Koch. He's touring. He's doing all of our...
Seattle and Portland with Ed Koch. And David Dinkins.
Various mayors.
We're talking about what other places? Austin, Texas with Rachel and Griffin McElroy.
Okay.
That'll sell a few tickets,
That's
folks.
That's a good get.
Yeah, they're the king and queen of Austin, Texas. Sorry, people in alt country bands. Yeah.
Or Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah. Ricky Linklater, step the fuck back.
Yeah.
Here comes the Max. Are we going to any other cities that I didn't list, Brian? I didn't say Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the entire team from Riff Tracks.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm. Bill Corbett, Kevin Murphy, Mike Nelson. All three of them going to appear on the program. Can I tell you what Bill Corbett told me when I DM'd him on Twitter to say, would you come on our show?
What?
He said, yeah, but what am I going to do with these tickets to the show that I already bought?
Bill.
Already
Bill.
Bought. The day they went on sale
Bill.
With a secret code
we
only
love
for
him.
Donors.
We love him.
God bless.
One of the best men.
One of the best and very funny.
Very funny.
A
comedy hero.
You did tell him no refunds, of course, right?
Yeah, no refunds.
Yeah. I actually charged him a surcharge.
Yeah, you got to.
Because I figured he's got that screenplay money.
Yeah, he's hooked.
You know
he's
what I mean?
It.
He's got some Adult Swim VO money.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to burn on podcast tickets.
I mean, that's $50 a pop, those Adult Swim VOs.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, we got a lot more great guests coming down the pike, plus a Los Angeles date coming down the pipe, and who knows, maybe another California date. We'll see. We'll see. We're working on it. We'll talk to you next time on George Esco.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.